Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Well, today's gospel reading sets a record for length, not seen since last week's reading. We have the entire chapter 9 from the Gospel of John, 41 verses. Well, you were there. But we need this whole story. There's a lot going on here, and there's no good place to break it up. So we have the whole chapter here, but look at what it's saying. I mean, it starts off with Jesus seeing this blind man. And the disciples' first thought is not, how can we help him, or should we give him some money? It's, okay, who sinned here? I mean, that's where their minds go, wondering who is at fault. And it must be either his parents were awful people, so they had this blind child to punish them, or somehow this guy sinned in the womb, and so was born already blind. Either way, being blind must be a punishment for sin. And Jesus shakes his head, rolls his eyes a little bit, and says, no, that's not the point. He was born blind. It happens. But now you get to see something. Now we're going to see the glory of God at work. And he spits on the ground and makes a little mud. And I think if the guy had been able to see and saw him putting mud spit on his face, he might have shied away, but he didn't see it coming. Jesus puts the mud on his eyelids and tells him to go and wash it off. Now, look at it from his point of view. Here's this beggar who has never seen anything in his life. Suddenly, this guy comes up, puts mud on his eyelids, even if he doesn't know it's made with spit, that's bad enough. And he says, hey, go wash. Was he thinking he was messing with him? Hey, let's go mess with the blind beggar. Let's put mud on him to make him go wash it off. That'll be great. I mean, that might have happened before. But he goes. He washes. And as the mud comes off, as the water drips from his face, a miracle happens. He realizes he can see. I cannot fathom what must have been going through this guy's head. Blind from birth. Never having seen anything. And suddenly light comes in. And he goes back and tries to look for Jesus, but how could he find him? He doesn't know what he looks like. He doesn't know what anyone looks like. He wouldn't recognize his own parents until they spoke. And then the Pharisees, much like the disciples, all the disciples were worried about was who was at fault. The Pharisees were like, what? He made mud on the Sabbath? He healed this guy. He brought sight to a blind man, and you're worried about him doing work on the Sabbath by making a little mud. Get your priorities straight, guys. And then they're arguing that they don't even know if this is actually the guy. People have been walking by him for years as he's begged there. And then they have to argue, is that the guy who was blind? Well, it kind of looks like him. No, it's somebody else. They don't even know what he looks like. Now, he doesn't know what they look like because he's blind. But they don't know what he looks like because they never saw him. They never saw him. They saw a beggar. They saw someone they're glad they weren't. They saw someone who was the embodiment of somebody's sin. But they didn't see him. Jesus saw him. That's how it begins. Jesus saw this man. Looked at him. Saw him. Knew him. Didn't just walk by. Didn't just feel sorry. Didn't just toss a coin. But looked at him. And knew him. And healed him. And change this guy's life. And of course, the first thing you do is drag him in before the authorities and go, what happened? What are you doing here? Isn't this guy a sinner? We know he's a sinner. He must be a sinner, right? Well, all I know is I was blind and now I'm looking at you. You do the math. I paraphrase. Everyone is so worried about the wrong things, they can't see what's going on here, which is the whole point of all our readings today. Can we really see what's going on? Do we look as humans tend to look, just at the surface? Hey, that's one handsome guy there. He should be king. No. Look at the heart. Look inside. Look at who the person is. Don't just look on the surface. Look deep. What's at the core of this person? And when the right one came, the eighth son of Jesse, they had to go get on the field because they kind of forgotten him. Oh, well, there is David, but you know, get him. And he's the one that God picks. He is the one who's a man after God's own heart. He's the one who will lead Israel to its greatest strength it ever knows. And he was almost forgotten out in the field. But God looks at a different way than we do. But the good news is that God is willing to open our eyes. While we tend to be the people walking around who don't really see the beggar, while we can be the Pharisees who wonder about the small misstep instead of the great miracle that happened, God can open our eyes. And it doesn't even take spit and mud to do it. It just takes acceptance, wanting for God to open our eyes. We should want to see. We should want to be able to see the people around us. We should want to be able to see deeper than the surface. We should want to be people who want to know people, because God knows them. God created them. God loves them. Do we have the temerity to do any less? We are called to be Christians. We are called to be followers of Christ, the one who saw the man, the one who healed the man. Not to be like the crowd or the Pharisees or even Samuel at the beginning, just looking at the surface. God gives us the ability to see deeper, to understand more. We just have to take it up on the offer. Yes, Lord, we will follow you. We will try to be like you. We will look and see because you've opened our eyes. The Pharisees were greatly offended. What? We don't see? And Jesus says, that's your problem. You do see and you don't. It'd be much better off if you had never seen the right thing. Instead, you know the right thing and you don't do it. We often think of Jesus being at odds with the Pharisees. The fact of the matter is, Jesus was more like a Pharisee than any other group in first century Palestine. And I think that's why he got so upset with them. You guys are this close. You almost get it. But no. Come on. Open your eyes. Let God see in you. Let you see as God sees. So are we them? Are we this close to getting it right and yet fall short? Of course, we always fall short. But the important thing is that we're not satisfied with that, that we want to do better, that we want God to change us, that we want our lives to be different because we follow the Lord Christ. Otherwise, we're just showing up and having a social club. God seeks to transform us. And don't get me wrong, y'all are good people, but we all can be better. We can never be satisfied with where we are. We all fall short of the glory of God. And yet God calls us all the more and gives us the grace to answer that call. May we do that. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.